We named it on the calendar Important Work Stuff or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Which is like the thing you name it when you're like three kids in a trench coat. Like,
oh, I called mine Development Coordination Meeting, and I put that on my calendar.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Our
okay.
boss came in once. He was like, what are you guys doing? And I think we just said, record the podcast. And he's like, why? It's like, I couldn't tell you, really.
Something to do. Welcome
Hello,
back.
Everybody.
Welcome to Sit Sock.
It's been so long. Like a week. Actually, probably not a week, because I probably screwed up the recording again.
This shit's weak.
I see what you did there.
So yeah, we were kind of chit-chatting. We had a couple of things that came up, I think. Oh, there you are. Kendrick here.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe. Kevin led this time. So
yeah, he did.
I was very confused.
Kind of unprecedented, and I got scared and a little aroused.
Well, I'm glad he did, because I wouldn't have known who all of you were.
You know, I did listen to a podcast today, and it was like a visual podcast. Like, it was someone that somebody recorded on YouTube. And I was like, oh, who's that person? I've never seen them before, but I've seen the other person in all the YouTube videos. And they didn't introduce themselves. And I'm like, God damn it. Now I'm left to assumption.
No, but seriously, who it is? New podcast, who it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So you're welcome, new listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assholes. New friends.
Have we talked, not to derail, but have we talked about the Dalton screaming puns thing? We
yeah, I think we did. We did.
Did we?
We did. Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we
that's
like,
right. We did.
We going to protect his anonymity, and we were like, no.
Should we escalate to what's happening now? Because I think it's interesting now what was now happening with the Dalton screaming puns thing.
We should.
Okay, yeah. So one of the other Discord members decided that instead of reading the act, because this whole thing started because of like me taking pictures of a pun calendar and sending to a Daily Dad Joke channel when we were working at Conga.
I want to make abundantly clear, this started in 2020, in the January 2020, and it was a delightful little thing that we had a little Slack channel at work for, and Kyle had a little daily calendar and would post pictures, and it was a highlight of our day for anyone who chose to be part of the channel. You had to opt in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, once COVID hit, it was easier to just do it as part of at Discord level, so we've moved it there. And recently, Dalton has started screaming explanations of puns at everybody.
Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
Just a complete deconstruction of the joke. A complete analytical deconstruction.
And now,
in all caps. And it's worrying us.
The interesting part, it's not worrying me anymore. I actually am going to get concerned if he stops doing it, because I think it might be his sole reason for living. But is that, like, you would think based off of what we're saying that it's just some, like, because last time you heard it described as a five-year-old, I said it was articulate. It's kind of confusing getting the gist of it, right? But someone else has decided that instead of looking at the original pun, they're going to try to reverse engineer the joke from the explanation, the screamed explanation that Dalton gives.
This is my favorite thing, by the way.
Yeah, it's great, because the first one that happened was I'll read the screaming, so that way everyone has full context here. Screws, nuts, and bolts. So should I read the joke and then the screaming, or the screaming, then interpretation, and the joke?
I think you should read the screaming.
Okay,
yeah,
the screaming
the interpretation first.
Okay, the screaming is screws, nuts, and bolts. All I'm not going to scream it. I'm sorry. I just don't want to spike the levels and piss
Kendrick
off.
Please don't.
Bolts and rivets are all types of fasteners used in the construction of many/most products and structures we use today. Riveting is a word that refers to the enthralled or engrossed those enthralled or engrossed with a subject, particularly a subject being discussed or lectured. Therefore, a joke is simply found in the use of the fastener type rivet. In the word riveting, implying that the story about types of fasteners is interesting, but also a play on words, yet another type of fastener. And so the person basically took that and wrote this joke based off of it. Why was the carpenter's lecture on nuts and bolts so popular? His students found it riveting. And I was like, okay, cool. I didn't read the joke today, because I've gotten to the point where, like, Kendrick editing the podcast, I never read them, because I'm like, it's a process. I don't read them.
Take a picture, you yeet it into space, you say fuck this shit in the ass and go on.
Yeah, I have too many responsibilities that have to be fulfilled, and it's like, you know, I can't associate myself with it. But the original joke is this, and I was very impressed. Have I told you my story about screws, nuts, and bolts? Most people say it's riveting. And I was like, holy shit.
Yep.
I cannot believe how accurate that other person's reverse engineering of the joke was, and better, as some people think.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Their retelling of it was actually a bit more, I don't know, it just flows a little bit better.
Yeah. So,
although,
yeah, no, I agree.
I will say this, though. If I remember right, did they put the bolding in the proper places?
The person did put bolding on the pun part, but not in the actual intro.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Okay.
All right, well, there's the new explanation on the Dalton Screams puns explanations.
That warms my heart, just how well that happened. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
What we were going to talk about briefly in the bit there beforehand was a bit of inside baseball for y'all, behind the scenes. Obviously, we used to record this with all sharing the same dirty, dirty air in a car, and then at one point sharing the same dirty, dirty air inside of a conference room. And now we all share nothing but the wavelengths and our own personal dirty, dirty air. So
can I reflect on something real quick about what you said? Because I'm surprised no one ever commented on the fact that we would use actual work meeting rooms to record a podcast in the middle of the day.
Why would they?
I don't know. I just figured at one point someone would be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, and then we'd have to explain everything.
We named it on the calendar Important Work Stuff or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like the thing you name it when you're like three kids in a trench coat. Like,
oh, I called mine Development Coordination Meeting, and I put that on my calendar.
Yeah,
well,
fair enough.
Boss came in once. He was like, what are you guys doing? And I think we just said, recording a podcast. And he's like, why? It's like, I couldn't tell you, really.
Something to do.
And then he left.
We don't know at this point.
All right. Carry on. Sorry. Totally.
No. So, since the Rona, we started doing it individually, which is a lot more work for me because we used to record it on a single task cam. I'll show you here. See? The original task cam. And,
yep. It's a nice one.
which was great. But now we record it all in our own separate environments, and then everybody emails it to me, and then I sync them all up with the clap, and it's kind of a lot more work, but it kind of helped give me something to ground to and sort of like keep me sane during the lockdown times, which turned out to go a little longer than we initially anticipated.
And may even start again.
I don't want to think about that. But so the problem is we never really like set everyone up. We just sort of said, record it and send it. And we all had different interpretations about what that means.
Yeah.
So we've sort of, everyone kind of found homeostasis. And so I mostly recorded I actually recorded using the Tascam as a microphone hooked into my desktop computer. And then after a little while, I got this fancy laptop. Actually, that was 9 months ago, more than, and I got it set up, and I was like, well, I could just record from the couch or upstairs or anywhere because it's a computer.
Right.
So I started running SitSock almost entirely off of the laptop, doing all the editing and everything on there, because after like a year of living my entire life sitting at this desk in this chair, doing the SitSock work and then SitSock and then work, I just needed to be elsewhere, and so I did a few of those, and then Kate started being home a lot more, and so now I'm like self-conscious because for a while there she was doing these Tuesday night book club things, which were meant to be like G-rated, so me in the background shouting our band names like cock fuckling fuck switches or something is like, that's not okay. So I started having to record in different places, and then now today I'm back in my little office recording on my computer again, and it's weird because it's comfortable but strange.
Full circle.
Mm-hmm. Full circle.
Then Kevin pointed out that this computer has been like hankering for an upgrade for like 5 years.
Yeah,
would you care to speculate on that, Kevin?
It's probably time. If you like, if it's not doing what you want, which I'm assuming it is, but Kate would probably love it if she got some of your stuff.
It's true. The circle of life.
Yep, circle of life.
The circle of computers.
She's mostly work or studying, so she's not doing a whole lot of computer gaming.
That's right, huh?
Yeah. So that'll be a little while. Maybe in the new year, I'll look at getting some new stuff.
Yeah, let the hopefully the market will chill out. But
get
knows?
Less stupid.
Who knows?
Like pieces will be available again, and you can actually like buy technology.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually, while we were getting ready here, I was trying to help my parents with some stuff, but I was also trying to shop for a trackpad, because I want to, like, while we're recording, I want to do some stuff with my computer, but my mouse is kind of annoyingly loud on the recording. And I was like, you know what's nice is just those magic trackpads. What are they called? Yeah, magic trackpads for Macs, because I got one of them for work. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if those work with Windows. Nope, they don't. Fuck you. Go die. Cool. So I'm looking at some of the more Windows-associated ones and kind of want to get one of them. Not for, like, gaming, but for, like,
everything else. Yeah.
Like, general use?
Yeah. Because you could you just kind of swipe at it like a bear. Stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, the swipe commands with Windows these days is pretty nice. I've never used a Mac, and I'm sure they've done have all kinds of swipe commands in the past. But...
Oh, they do. I do them a lot at work, and it's a problem because sometimes these days more and more I have to be leading. Not necessarily leading, but my laptop is the one plugged into the screen. And so I can't do all, some of the Mac hold on here. What am I trying to say with my words? MacBook shortcuts require the whole of all screens to kind of like flicker, and so anyone trying to pay attention, I'm just all over the fucking place, so I have to like sit on my hands and I actually pay attention during meetings, which I'm not a fan of.
Zero out of ten. So it's funny we bring up technology, because I've never been a huge proponent of wanting to get like a PlayStation or the new Xbox or anything like that,
right?
Until I saw Jacksepticeye play the Spider-Man Miles Morales game, and I know nothing. And this is kind of why I think Jacksepticeye is one of my favorite streamers right now, because unlike Game Grumps, which is just straight humor and stories, he's actually like kind of talking about the games and stuff, which is kind of cool. Like talking about the voice actors, talking about what's happening in the game, talking about the technology. I did not expect that, honestly. And so like I've been watching a lot more Jacksepticeye lately, but for the love of actual Christ, I did not know what ray tracing was, and holy shit, does it change the game. Like,
it's very pretty.
Yeah. See, being I'm able still to not see super sure of what that is. So
reflections. Just reflections.
I can give you great detail about the technical aspect, but nobody wants to hear that, so continue, Kyle.
Well, I was just going to... The easiest way for me to understand it was when he was showing me it, right? Which was, like, him fighting on across the way on a rooftop and seeing his reflection of the fight in another window. Or when you see the reflection of, like, a computer screen off Spider-Man's outfit. It has to do with, like, shadows and reflections and how they're shown on other things, and so and sometimes even if you get high enough ray tracing, you get like reflections of reflections, which is absolutely bonkers to me.
Every individual, like from a light source, every ray coming from that light source is traced. So if that ray bounces off like a piece of chrome somewhere, it traces to the next thing. So you might see the sun shining off a piece of chrome, but it's incredibly detailed the way they do it because they trace every ray. Basically.
Just go watch the Jacksepticeye Spider-Man Miles Morales. It's like six videos that are an hour long, and if you like Jacksepticeye, they'll all be interesting. He talks about it and explains it. And that game, holy shit! I did not realize what they meant by seamless load transitions, because I watched game for like 8 hours, and I did not see a single load screen when he played. Mm-hmm. It was fucking insane. I thoroughly underestimated the power of next-gen consoles, and I'm here sitting in awe of that. And so I just put myself on a few lists to try to get a PlayStation 5, because I was like, I got to try this stuff out. Cool. It's going to be crazy. Like, yeah, so I'm a changed man. I probably shouldn't have talked so much shit, but I'm really pissed off at Sony, because it's like, why can't you fix this? Why can't you make this more available? Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Grumble, grumble.
That's some of the ray cool tracing stuff that's, yeah, going into the new graphics cards and PCI Gen 4, like that instant loading. It's so cool, but you just can't get computer parts now.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Stupid.
So ray tracing genuinely calculates the path a particle or wave would go for each one of the pixels that your eye or that your screen renders. And you can go in two different directions, but typically they cheat and do kind of, I think, from both sides. But it essentially identifies from where that pixel from your perspective is, it shoots a laser beam towards whatever surface, and then it reflects that surface because it's got an angle, a surface normal, straight physics calculation, takes that and bounces it to another surface, And when it encounters a light source, it back calculates out the light source's brightness and calculates the effective resultant color based off of that all the way back to your eye.
Gotcha.
So it's basically just a shitload of math to calculate all of the possible brightnesses of a pixel by calculating all of the possible angles of a light source bouncing off of things while combining meta like data about that surface as to how it diffuses and what colors it adds and subtracts from the original light source.
What he said.
Crazy.
I believe, yeah. Kevin and I both wrote a ray tracing project in college.
Yep.
And we were computing 300 by 300 pixels at a rate of one frame per second, I think. With, I want to say, a field of, or like a depth of view of like several meters in of like equivalent in-game space. And I think maxing out on like three or four surface bounces. So I am intimately aware of how fucking complicated it is to do, and the fact that they can do it in real time on a machine that can fit, you know, that I could lift handily with one arm.
Kind of fucking insane.
Like, at school that we did it on, to render, I think I tried to record like 2 minutes of video, and it took my computer over an hour just to make to render that video, something like that.
Jesus.
Yeah,
we're that much closer to having perfect hair.
It was basically, and it was like really simple color space, really low poly count, really simple angles.
Yeah.
And you're talking ray tracing in this game where they're physically fighting and all the fighting animations are being ray traced. Like,
yeah.
And you're fighting at the speed of Spider-Man combat. Like,
and it's in 4K.
Yeah, and it's in 4K. If you, just in case you wanted to have your mind exploded even more, like,
and ours was just straight up lights bouncing off of things to make like reflective surfaces. This is also doing diffusion patterns. This is doing light medium like transitions. If you look at some of those links you posted in there, like the fact that the surface of the water reflects slightly differently than the ground, those are all extra calculations you got to do. It's fucking redonkadonk magic pants.
That's basically so just going to send anybody to Jacksepticeye's like Spider-Man stuff when he talks about when they want to know what ray tracing is, because like
I'm going to go watch that video after I read this article. Watching that picture is fucking perfect too.
It was like watching a 10-hour movie. Yeah, no worries. It was like watching a 10-hour movie because there was no load time. There was nothing. There was no downtime. The only downtime was when he chose to go into a menu and stop playing. Like
and would just make Jacksepticeye sounds.
Yeah, it was it's like a whole other level of gaming. Like even yeah, I don't know how to describe it. I was blown away.
Go watch them. Send me the link, and I'll drop the link in here, or I can find it myself.
No, I'll go. I'll get it.
When I edit this in a couple of days. I will grab it. You'll check it out. I loved it. I watched that beginning to end when it came out. It was flipping amazing.
Nice.
When you hear the NVIDIA term RTX, it's their newest cards. They have like a set of specific tensor cores that do that ray tracing. That's why you hear RTX, because that's NVIDIA's sort of implementation, what they use to do that stuff on the PC.
Mm.
I think, Joe, you might actually have an RTX card in your laptop. I'm trying to remember the exact one.
Let me take a look.
Kevin, you don't remember exactly
I do have
his laptop?
It's a GeForce RTX, yeah.
Yeah. Should be a 2060, I believe.
You didn't have that memorized?
I had a
he's got slipping. Like 30 people's
Kevin,
computers
Kevin's
over
slipping
the last
in his
like
old
10
age.
Years.
Yeah, you're slipping, man.
I don't want to get too hard on Kevin. Yeah, he killed my laptop, and I'm like, come on.
It was working fine until I had to try to improve it.
What did you do?
We don't know. That's
actually
the thing.
I thought coffee might make
it go
faster.
It's a chaos computer. No, it was so stupid. All he did was switch the hard drives back to the way they were. Like, I cloned my hard drive into a solid state gig hard drive, and like, because I was like, oh, it could load faster. Like, that's one of the few small upgrades you can make to old laptops that make them just better. And like, we had it, and
you don't, apparently.
it flipped it back around, and apparently that was enough to just like mess it up. I don't know. I mean, to be fair, Kevin, it was kind of acting wonky when I update when I was trying to update to the new Windows, not Windows 11, but the new update for Windows. Like they've been pushing them out. So like, if we can get it back on, I think they probably fixed it. But we have to figure out how to turn the computer back on. Or but at this point, I'm like, can we just wipe it and put a new? Anyway, we don't need to talk about this on the podcast. Yeah. But like, we can go scorched earth policy on that laptop because like at this point, it's just going to be like a gaming dog that just follows around and I game on it.
I mean, at one point, there's some weird shit with those partitions?
Protocols?
Partition kind of strange. It was split into two drives on a single drive for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why it was like that.
Oh, I had that weird thing happen on mine once where that old Vio got into a really weird state where it would not boot, but unless I put in a USB stick that had Linux on it, and then it would boot to Windows. And I was like, I don't understand.
Dude,
because I accidentally had like the boot partition installed to the flash drives or something, and it was like, what is going on here?
All right, I think we're out of time ish. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to our meanderings.
Like, comment, and subscribe. I don't know what the hell to title that one. Good luck, Kendrick.
Go watch Jacksepticeye and like, comment, and subscribe for him too. He's awesome.
Very good streamer.
He doesn't need our help, but Jesus, he's cool.
He's all right.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.